It is
Blake's Takes for God's Sakes,
a podcast that used to come out every single Wednesday. Folks, the patrons got a big announcement today, and if you can see, if you're capable of reading, which I don't have that data, to be completely honest, it's something that Spotify refuses to give me, the percentage of my listeners and their reading levels, which I understand the idea of wanting privacy, but at the same time, I am morbidly curious of the literacy rate of my listeners. However, I'm just going to have to go to the grave not knowing that information. But if you probably can already tell by the name of this episode, and if you can, actually, that may not necessarily be fair, because I have named these episodes a whole bunch of crazy fucking names, so this could just be referring to anything. But no bit, and if you've been listening to this podcast, you understand that the phrase no bit means I'm being sincere and honest, is that this is the final episode of Blake's Takes, for God's Sakes. And it's not for a bad reason. I'm not ill or sick. I don't know why that's the immediately where I went. It's like, oh, Blake, we've been listening to this podcast for 3 years, and we beg to differ. You do have some sort of illness, be it mental, physical. Blake, when your heat goes on in your house, you have a coughing attack. So there is something going on. But this is no bit the final episode of Blake's Takes, for God's Sakes. And I have told the patrons, no, already. I made that little announcement on Patreon, because what is Patreon for? I think that might be the best perk I've given to the patrons since this podcast started, is possibly a 4-day warning that I'm not going to be doing the thing anymore that they're subscribed to. So they had a bit of a heads up, but I gave them some of the reasoning. I will give you all I'll give you the same reasons I gave to the patrons, because I don't play favorites, okay? Daddy doesn't play favorites. But I'll give you the same reasoning. I will give you some raisins if you can digest them properly. They're filled with fiber, but we all know what comes along with that. Heavy is the head that wears the brown. So it's disgusting. So I'm going to stop doing the podcast. And it is something that I was thinking about doing for a bit. And I have realized that, let me give you the reason why I'm not going to do it. And then we'll take a quick trip down memory lane. And it is difficult, by the way, before I give more information, to strike the proper tone for this podcast, because the podcast is for this episode, because the podcast has truly meant a lot to me. And whenever I refer to the podcast and how it's what it's meant to me, I am also referring to you, the listener, the friend, because the fact that you have listened to this one in particular, because this product, if we can even call it that, in particular, because these episodes are incredibly specific. The show is insanely specific, where with my stand-up, it is my sense of humor, but it's also finely crafted. There's a format to it and a context, if that makes sense, with stand-up, where it is, though I try to remove any barrier between my personality and my stand-up material, there is naturally a slight barrier because laughs are expected. And I am on stage in front of various differing audiences each week, where I do feel, now there are comedians who just go up there and do whatever the fuck they want and they either absolutely murder and have the most unique voice and become incredibly famous and respected, or people watch them perform and it's like, I don't know who this is for. I don't even know if this is for you, sir, performer. But this is a very, has always been a very specific show in that this is plainly what I think is funny. And when I do, God forbid, give a take on something, something that is very specific to my tastes, that it is basically as much me in an extreme way. And yes, I do characters, but it is truly like, oh, this is truly what I think is silly in the moment and funny. And those are two things that are, what's funny, sense of humor is like probably the most important thing to me in the world as a concept. So when I say that, like, oh, when I talk about how much this podcast meant to me, it is also how much you mean to me, the fact that you at the very least tolerated it and at the very most loved it. So it is, that is a deep level of connection that I don't take lightly whatsoever, and that I will never ever forget. So why am I not doing it anymore? When you, while everything I just said is true, while I love and am very grateful for each one of you, the podcast is first and foremost not as success, and I'll give you the definition of successful. It's not as successful and as much as I would want it to be, or that would justify the amount of time and even more so energy that I put into it. Now, to me, a level of success that I've had with it is that I've gotten incredibly close with a lot of the listeners. Like, I DM with you. I consider many of us friends now. But when you are where I'm at in my career, you need to start making decisions of how many prioritizing projects, if that makes sense. And I have a very weird career where you often have to piece together various incomes and be very judicious with your time. And the things that I, now some people are, oh, I write, I'm a writer, I write for this show, I've been writing on The Tonight Show for all these years, and I don't do anything else. Or, yeah, I jump from TV show to TV show, I'm a writer. Or I only go on the road and do stand-up. That, for me, has never really been what I want it to do. So for me, it's, I am a stand-up comedian, I am a podcast person, I make videos, I write for various various shows, or do punch up, or I produce video content for sports teams or for comedy outlets or whatever. So there are a ton of things that I'm doing at all times, not unlike you, but I need to now prioritize, and traveling for stand up, not just doing shows around town. So I need to be like, okay, this podcast, Blake Sakes, for God's sakes, takes up X period of time each week for me, where I record it, I edit it, which is not like super, in terms of a podcast, it's really not nearly as laborious as many do, because, you know, I'm not shooting video, I'm not editing video, but it is a time suck that is time that I can put towards other more lucrative projects, if that makes sense. And it's not like three people listen to this. Like, there's obviously like enough listeners to this podcast that, and diehards and listeners that I adore, that I've kept doing it, but and enjoyed doing it. By the way, I'm speaking as if I've done a charity for 3 years. I've gotten so much out of this podcast, which I will go into a little bit more in a moment, but I now need to focus on projects where I think with this podcast, because of how specific it is, it was never going to take off in a way that would be a legitimate income generator. But there were a whole bunch of great things that it did that, again, I'll get into in a moment. But that is why. So even though this podcast will cease to exist, I think I'll keep it up, obviously. So if you would like to download it, you're obviously welcome to do that. I think the website I host it on is free until Spotify like breaks into my home and actually physically takes money from me instead of just siphoning money away from my stand-up albums. So sorry. But yeah, this will be replaced with another thing that I'll be doing. And whether or not it's a sports show, which I know many of you may not be interested in because you're not into sports. I know some of you are into sports, so you would be interested in it. But there's still a lot of my shit around. I'm around. I'm not going anywhere. There is I've made myself incredibly available on social media to whoever wants to talk to me. So I am on there. I do live shows. I tour around the country. So we will talk and see each other again. Now, as a requiem for a podcast, which I do believe I've also named an episode. So that could have been the last episode, but it's not. This is. So what have I gotten out of this podcast? I will tell you that because I want to actually take a sip of a little. Do I even have water down here? Oh, God damn me. Oh, God damn me. Oh, God damn me. All right. Well, I guess I won't pause because actually, no, I will pause and I'll tell you how much this podcast has meant to me, how much you all have meant to me. And I will do that when we come right back. Blake is really funny. Blake is really cool. Blah, 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 blah. Blake. And we're Blake back. I'm Blake. You're back. We're fuck me. All right. The podcast. So this is fucking great. So I lost, of course, track of how long I've been doing this from its beginning. And the first Blake Sakes for God's Sakes podcast happened just about almost exactly 3 years ago. And I did not know how comedians should have a podcast. All comedians, whether that's correct or not, almost all comedians do have a podcast. So I love podcasting. I listen to a shitload of podcasts each week, like multiple episodes of various Philadelphia Eagles podcasts. I listen to Rory Scovel's podcast. I listen to Taste Buds with Joe DeRosa, his podcast. I listen to Moshe Kasher and Natasha Leggero's podcast. I listen to all these podcasts religiously. And then I also listen to a couple other, Jason Kelsey and Travis Kelsey's podcast, so which is a sports one. But I am such a fan of podcasts, and I love doing them. And I think the podcasting medium is, other than stand-up, the best. Oh, WTF with Mark Maron. It is the best format, because it is something that you can kind of turn into whatever the fuck you want it to be more easily than other mediums. So I will have another podcast at some point, because I just love podcasts too much to not have it. And I did not have one for a while because I did not really have time, because in addition to the time of all the professional things I mentioned, there are personal things as well, relationship. I got married and engaged while doing this podcast. Isn't that fucking crazy? So you caught me at an interesting I moved across the country during this podcast. COVID was during this podcast. Was a very interesting window. Donald Trump, no, he was elected before. Yeah, he was elected before I started doing this. But he was the president when I did this podcast. Then Biden beat him, and it's all fucking nuts. There's a lot of shit happened during this podcast, and I started it in April of, I believe, 2020, because I could not perform. everything, the whole world was shut down. I couldn't tour. I couldn't do live shows. And I needed a way to, like, honestly, fucking talk and be funny and express myself to an audience. And this was the, it ended up happening in, through this show. And honestly, no exaggeration, fucking life-changing in that way, because I do truly believe without stand-up, I don't know what would happen to me. And I did not have stand-up for like at least 6 months, and then another 4 months after a quick few outdoor shows I did on the East Coast before the country shut down again. So to have a means of performing, I think I would have explained to do that. And this podcast gave me an ability to just go nuts, find a being mine, not just any, just finding any comedic voice. And my comedic voice I've found is Bette Midler, primarily, is who my voice, I took Bette Midler's comedic voice, and I think no one would object to this, made it my own. I truly made it my own. So in Bayonne, New Jersey. So I started doing this podcast because it let me perform, and it let me, I would stand up. I would, you know, do this podcast has gone through various formats, but it let me talk and be silly and funny to an audience, even though it's not live, you're not in the room with me. It did let me perform, and it was a lifesaver, to be completely honest. And then I kept doing it, and loved doing it because it let me free associate, improvise, which has helped me. This podcast has helped me immensely on stage. It's also probably hurt a little bit because I'll start doing like silly fest, crazy fest, free associating like I do on this podcast on stage, and it's like, all right, yeah, we gotta reel this in a little bit. But I think I have a good hold on it now, and I wouldn't have that skill set, or wouldn't be able to have honed that skill set without this podcast. And I think that's something, you know, improvising and riffing on stage that has separated me as a performer. And I owe a lot of that to this podcast and to you, the listeners. Speaking of the listeners, this is probably where we'll close today. Could not be more grateful to the listeners. And I, patrons, you might notice that I don't know if you get an email or what the hell happens, but I've shut down the page, so you will not be charged anymore for this podcast. If you are, you gotta fucking let me know, because that's not good. So but yeah, I've closed out the page, and they told me that you will not be charged anything going forward. So in doing that, of course, I lost the list of my patrons. So I was going to name every single one of you, but of course, I lost that list. So I do remember who you are, but I'm going to have to, I would have to do it from memory on this podcast. And if I forgot someone, it would throw me into an absolute spiral. So I'm going to speak more abstractly, but there are many of you who have listened that have, first of all, come seen me live at shows, which I can't tell you how much that means to me, that I get to also share my stand-up with you and that you would pay to see it. That is incredibly meaningful. There are many of you who we have like an online friendship now, where we talk constantly, like comment, give each other, you give me your takes, I give you my takes. We also, I've like met some of your families over Zoom, or you know, via like it's, you know, via my bonus videos on Friday. There is a person who told me that this podcast helped them get through an incredibly difficult situation that this person outlined, and something that was not this person's fault, something that this person did not deserve. And the fact that my podcast helped this person get through that situation is the most meaningful thing in the entire world, and it's something I'll never forget. And also, with the listeners, to be able to do like connect with you in this way to get a DM from you being like, this is the fucking craziest podcast I've ever listened to. I agree with you on this. Oh my God, you're nuts about that. Hey, this is that word that you forgot infuriatingly so for 45 seconds over and over and over again, sometimes intentionally to fuck with you. Sometimes, or most of the time, because my brain does not function correctly. So we... And then with the patrons, doing those low tees, which is when we would have the Zoom hangouts.
Low tea. It's miércoles a las 9:30 de la mañana de la noche, hora estándar del este.
Low tea. It's nice to see my Patreon besties.
Was the coolest thing in the world to be able to talk to you, to riff with you, for you to be comfortable turning on your camera and talking to me and having conversations and, you know, It's my favorite thing in the entire world. I've done some of your podcasts. If you've listened to this podcast, I've done your podcast, and like, it's really been a really cool way to the biggest things I've taken away from this podcast are not being driven criminally insane during COVID. B, and this is not in any order, being able to get close to many special people and very cool people that I intend to. Sustain those friendships. Oh, there it is again. Another one of those words. I'm a wordsmith. I intend to keep those friendships going, despite not doing this podcast anymore. So that's it. I think that's the episode. Will I ever start doing this podcast again? Possibly, but I doubt it. Probably not a reassuring thing, but also, you know, and I said this earlier, to strike the right tone with this, I think I got pretty close to the right tone, because this is not a diagnosis of a terminal illness, right? The Berlin Wall is not falling down. I guess in this scenario, the Berlin Wall coming down is bad. So I honestly, that's my final take I would like to give on this podcast, and I know it's a controversial one, but I think the Berlin Wall should have stayed up. I believe that East and West Germany should be separated. I think the red fucks over on the east side of Germany have been incredibly problematic, and but that's just my... I also think the Soviet Union never should have been dissolved. It is interesting looking back now, like with how like fucking horrible Russia is now. It's like, were the Soviets that much worse? I think they might have been. But that is my final take. The Berlin Wall should have stayed up. And just thank you. Thank you for...
Turning fine, a fork stuck in the road. Time's in my bunny rap in remission. I'm in remission. Tattoos and memories and Howard Eskin on trial. For what it's worth, my son's a crocodile. It's something unpredictable, but in the end, it's right. I hope you'll have the time of my wife.
Is that how he's going to end it? Folks, this has been Blake's Takes, for God's sakes. I am your host, Blake Wexler. And you know what? Even though this podcast is going to cease to exist, well,
At least it's not racist.
Thank you so much for listening. Stay in touch. Don't be a stranger. And I will talk to you in one way or another very soon. I love you. Goodbye.
Blake Wexler! Blake Wexler! Blake Wexler! Blake Wexler! Blake Wexler! Blake Wexler, Blake.
Blake Wexler.